Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Mabuti siya sa atin at dapat lang bigyan siyang panahon araw ng Linggo ngayon. Magpunta tayo sa iba't ibang dako o saan ka umanib, no, na membro. Punta tayo dito doon sa sambahan. Huwag magpunta doon sa beach. No, if you are Christian, mostly Christians, they are going or they will go to the church because today is Sunday. And our at ang ibang mga grupo sa mga Jewish kahapon, Sabado, lalo na sa mga Sabalista. Pero mga kaibigan, kailangan natin magpunta tayo sa sambahan. Mabait at mabuti ang ating Panginoong Diyos at dapat lang natin bigyan ng panahon, no? Ang iba ngayon doon na sa cockpit arena, nagsusugal. Unahin natin ang Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Pero hindi ibig sabihin pagkatapos sa sambahan, magpunta sa bahay aliwan o doon sa cockpit arena para magsugal. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Sa umagang ito, no, magpatuloy tayo. At bago tayo mag-umpisa, kasi minsan kapag maka-play na akong, makatugtog na ako ng awit, makalimutan ko na magdasal. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan, sa umagang ito, no? Bago tayo magpatuloy, magdasal muna tayo. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa umagang ito. Salamat sa banal na Espiritu ang sino namang magbigay ng liwanag sa aming kisipan upang maintindihan namin ang iyong mga salita mula dito sa palatuntunang ginintuang gabay. Wala po kaming magagawa, Ama, kung wala iyong tulong, pakitulong, Ama. Sa umagang ito, ito aking dalangin sa pangalan na iyong bugtong nanak na aming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen. Bago tayo magpatuloy, mga kaibigan, kaugalian na naman natin, no, na magtugtog tayo ng awit. Kaya dito na naman ang ating palatuntunan, ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide, no? At sa aking dayalik na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Binabati ko si Brother Antero Neri dyan sa Lapu-Lapu. Brad, belated happy birthday. At si Dong Harold Casanova Sibi, Dong. Belated happy birthday din sa iyo. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, siya nagpapala. Diyan ka sa ibang bansa ngayon. Ingat yan at salamat. Pagpalain ka ng Panginoong Diyos. Brad Antero, Neri, belated happy birthday. Dong Harold, happy birthday. At sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday at yung nakalipas, belated, kapag bukas o sunod na mga araw, advance, happy birthday. Apat, kapag nagdiwang ka ngayong sa araw na ito, happy birthday sa iyo din to. Hindi lang kayo mapalanganan, no? Pero sa inyo tong lahat, mapaglingkuran ko kayo kahit man lang sa pagtugtog ng awit sa happy birthday. No? Ah, ito mga kaibigan, pakinggan natin. Happy birthday, mahal kay Ma'am Belen. Ah, Ma'am Belen. Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos mga kaibigan, no? At isunod natin ang ating gospel song. At Brother Antero Nere dyan sa Lapu-Lapu, Brad, related happy birthday. Dong, dyan ka sa trabaho mo, sa abroad, related happy birthday. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song. English lang to mga kaibigan, no? Ang ating gospel song, Create in Me a Clean Heart. So pakinggan muna natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
Within me, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And renew a right spirit within me.
Salamat, Panginoong Diyos, na pakinggan natin ang ating gospel song, Create in Me a Clean Heart. So, our speaker this morning, wait for a while, Brother Angus. Our messenger this morning, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, si Brother Angus, he is now in Samoa, but he could still share with us with the words of God through the social media. So Brother Angus. Good morning, Brother Angus.
Good morning, Brother.
Good morning to you there in Samoa. So, I don't linger to give you the time, so the time is yours, so you can go ahead your message this morning.
Thank you, Brother Lynn, Brother Gordon, thank you. From Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. In Tagalog, please, my brother.
I need to open first my tabs. Okay, thank you very much that you keep on allowing our Tagalog me head on this program. So,
thank you.
Yeah, because this is a community. Program for the Filipino community, even
yes,
as well as to the other brethren in Christ who are not cannot understand Tagalog. But thank you so much that because you know your friend me, I am a Tagalog,
yes,
I'm not fully Tagalog,
yes,
but that is our national. I have own dialect Cebuano. So Brother Angus, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. Very nice.
Yes, please.
This verse, I know already this, but we need to read this. So Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20.
Yes, please.
Okay, I read. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, Brother Angus. Chapter 5, verse 20. Okay, I read. Sa aba nila na nagsisitawag ng mabuti ay masama, at ng masama ay mabuti, na inaaring dilim ang liwanag, at ang liwanag ang dilim, na inaaring mapait ang matamis, at ang matamis ay mapait. Oh, very dangerous. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my golden God listeners, we're going to go to Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 18, please.
Mark?
Yeah.
Please, read first in English. So
in English, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus said to them, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God."
Luke, Mark.
In Mark chapter 10, please, brother, in Tagalog.
Mark chapter 10, verse
18.
Okay. At sinabi sa kanya ng Panginoong Jesus, "Bakit tinatawag mo akong mabuti? Walang mabuti kundi isa lamang, ang Diyos." Okay. Finish.
Thank you. Luke chapter 18, verse 18, please.
Luke chapter 18,
verse 18.
Oh, the same chapter and verse. So, please, read first in your
English. We'll read in English. "Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, 'Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" Verse 19. "So Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God.'" Thank you, Roland.
Okay, I will read the same message from Mark. So this is the reference from that book. So, Ethan. "At tinanong siya ng isang pinuno na sinasabi, 'Mabuting guro, anong gagawin ko upang magmana ng walang hanggang buhay?'" Until 19.
Yes, please.
"At sinabi sa kanya ng Panginoong Jesus, 'Bakit mo ako tinatawag na mabuti? walang mabuti kundi isa, ang Diyos lamang.
Amen.
Amen.
God is showing us in these verses not to call evil good or good evil. In Isaiah, that is very, very straightforward. It's black and white. But our dear Golden God listeners, we need to hear this message from the Lord Jesus. He's saying to us, what is good? Who is good?
Amen.
And the answer here, no one is good except one, God. Thank you, Ron. I'll let you interpret that, please, in your language. Thank you.
At sinasabi ng Panginoong Yesus, wala nang iba na mabubuti kundi isa lamang ang Panginoong Diyos nandiyan sa langit.
It is an interesting year that we are facing, 2026. There will be many challenges and issues, but we must ask the question, who is good? What is good? That will be our challenge this year. Please, if you can come translate that. Thank you, my brother.
Sa darating na taon ito, 2026.
Yes, please.
Kailangan natin malaman kung sino ang mabuti at ano ang mabuti. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the call of God on our lives, is to understand that He is good. And He is gracious to all those who come to Him. He will show us this year, my dear fellow listeners, His goodness. Firstly, God is good. Second, He is good to all who come to Him. He will turn no one away, for His love will never diminish. As there is a sun every day and a moon at night, God is faithful. He is a good God.
Oh, very long.
I would like to just challenge our listeners as we come to the end of the message. Let God show you that He is good. How do you do that? We need to acknowledge Him.
Amen.
We need to commit ourselves to Him and say, God, thank you for this program, but more importantly, thank you for the message that Brother Lin has brought through all these years. We believe that Golden Guide has a very strong emphasis on there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Come to God, my friend, this morning. Accept Him. Be a person who can be changeable. Renew your mind by reading the Word of God. Trust the Lord. He will never let you down. And also, from Samoa, I love you. I support this program. And I believe that God has got a purpose and a plan for you. Have a very strong year. Be encouraged. Don't look past. Don't look at your failures. I don't look at mine either, but trust the Lord. Jesus said, who is good except one, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Roden. Love you very much this morning. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity for our listeners.
You can add more because we have still 5 minutes. No problem.
Okay. You know, God has given us so much to live for. He helps us with our employment. He guides us during our families, and we know that He's a giver of good things.
Amen.
But like my friend, my dear brother Roland, my Filipino friend, we know that culture is from God. Use that culture to express your love for God. Honor God through your culture. Bless Him through your culture. Be a friend of God. Always be willing to forgive, for that is the power that God shows in weakness. He is strong. Paul said in Corinthians, he said, my grace, this is the word of God. Paul had asked God to take away a problem in his life. And you know, Brother Roland, we've both read this before. 1 Corinthians, he says, but my grace is sufficient for you. For in weakness, I am made strong. Love you, Brother Roland. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brother Angus, but we need to clarify, because that verse 18:18 from Luke and Mark, those who oppose and refuse that the Lord Jesus Christ is one of the Godhead of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
Yes.
So even the Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed and he was announcing that there is only one.
Yes.
Because there was someone called him good teacher. So he said, as what we have read from this verse, that why do you call me good? Only one good. So meaning there is absolute good, which is the God whom we believe, the God whom we serve, the God whom we trust. So because that verse, they use for it to repute that the Lord Jesus Christ is not one of the Godhead. He is only man.
Yes.
So the Lord Jesus Christ, meaning he because he refused someone, because someone had called him good.
Very powerful statement.
Yeah. So that is mean he is not good. Is not he good? Yeah. Only God.
Only God.
So, as for me, he humbling himself and he want to introduce his Father, because the one who has sent him, God the Father.
Yes.
So,
yes.
The word that good, he want to emphasize that only God is absolute good.
Yes.
Yes, Brother Angus?
Yeah.
So, no problem, because our time is almost finished, but this morning, thank you so much for the some several verses that you have shared this morning. And thank you so much that, we are facing this year 2026, and God wants us to know that He is good in our lives. Absolutely. And no doubt about it. Even there will be calamities, even there will be problems that we are going to face this year, but God's still good. Because God is good all the time. Brother Angus, this morning, thank you very much. You have shared with your time with me in our program, Golden Guide. And please extend my regards to your beloved wife, Sister Leticia, and her in-laws in Samoa.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Brother Angus, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless
as
you.
Well as your precious family.
Thank you. And
so,
you too,
see, hear you soon, or hear you next month.
Next
February.
Month, it will be
night. thank you so much. That God is good all the time.
All the time. God is good. Bye, Roland.
Okay, bye. God bless you more,
bye-bye.
Brother Angus. Bye bye.
You too. Golden Guide.
Golden Guide. Bulla Wanung Gia. Ginin tuwang gabay. So mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos sa dagdag buhay sa ating buhay. No? Happy New Year sa lahat natin dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Philippines, for listening.